What's the issue, dear? Why are you holding back from such a man? Is it the clumpy way he walks?
Or the grumpy way he talks?
Or the pear-shaped, square-shaped weirdness of his feet?
And though we know he washes well, he always ends up sort of smelly.
But you'll never meet a fellow who's as sensitive and sweet.
So he's a bit of a fixer-upper, so he's got a few flaws.
Like his peculiar brain, dear.
This thing with the reindeer
that's a little outside of nature's laws.
So he's a bit of a fixer-upper, but this for certain, oh, you can fix this fixer-upper up with a little bit of love.
Can we please just stop talking about this? We've got a real, actual problem here.
I'll say.
So tell me, dear, is it the way that he runs scared,
or that he's socially impaired?
Are you holding back your fondness due to his unmanly blondness?
Or the way he covers up that easy, honest goose? He's just a bit of a fixer-upper. He's got a couple of buds. His isolation is confirmation of his desperation for healing hugs. So he's a bit of a fixer-upper, but we know what to do. The way to fix up this fixer-upper is to fix him up with you.
Okay?
So she's a bit of a fixer-upper.
That's a minor thing.
Her quote engagement is a flex arrangement.
And by the way, I don't see no ring.
So she's a bit of a fixer-upper. Her brain's a bit betwixt. Get the fiancé out of the way, and the whole thing will be fixed.
We're not saying you can change him, 'cause people don't really change.
Fixer that can fix a fixer-upper is
Do you, Anna, take Kristoff to be your trollfully wedded?
Wait, what?
You're getting married.
Football. That was a turkey.
Is this our Thanksgiving edition?
It is.
Okay.
We don't have anything topical like last year where we did the food rankings.
What's Greg thankful for?
Oh, man. No idea. I am thankful to be back in the hunt, in the playoff hunt. And the whole league is pretty competitive except for Bryce. So I'm very thankful for that.
And Dirk. Let's not forget about
rise to the top.
Let's not forget about Dirk.
Dirk's team's good. It's just too little too late.
It has 3 more points than Bryce's.
Oh, really? Well, yeah. His team was awful for a bunch of weeks.
Yeah, but he started hot. He was in first place after 1 week, wasn't he?
Probably.
It
was all about Alvin Kamara.
Greg, you're in 6th place right now, right?
Yep, I'm in the hunt.
Yeah. Wait for a little bit later. I'll outline how you make the playoffs, but you're looking okay.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
You think you're going to make the playoffs?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I am.
All the way to the top.
You think so?
You
confident in that?
Yep.
So you're confident you're going to beat Mark?
No.
Okay, well.
Interesting.
That is very interesting.
I think it's going to work out, though.
You want to talk gas stations?
I love gas stations.
Why?
I like the big ones in the south, like a Wawa or
yeah.
Some of the other big ones.
You worked at a gas station.
I did. I worked at Mr. Mike's.
What?
Doing what?
Magic Mike's.
I was making sandwiches and
wow.
stock in the back mostly.
You're wow. making sandwiches. So like yeah, when I got
like
in,
a pre-made deli.
Wow.
So you're putting in like plastic wrap and slapping a price tag on that sandwich?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
So that's the expectation I should have for gas station sandwiches going forward, that someone like you made them.
You could only be so lucky.
Do you make the sandwiches in your relationship, Greg?
No.
Aaron makes them?
Aaron doesn't really eat sandwiches a lot. If she eats like mostly just carbs, like rice,
mac and
potatoes,
cheese,
and pasta for every meal, and pizza.
Well, sandwiches are very carb heavy. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah. Well, Aaron needs a carbo load for all the cycling she does.
We took her class this morning. It was hard.
Yeah. At what time?
5:30.
Jesus.
Stop.
Why?
And then I went back to bed.
Are you? Yeah, you're not working today, right?
I'm working from home.
He's working right now.
Sure you aren't. How do we
feel? Logged on.
I got a story. So I was driving to my parents' house, the podcast studio.
Yeah, hang on.
So I'm running on empty. You know, I got like 10 miles.
Like you are or your car is?
A little bit of both. But
what does that mean, a little bit of both?
My car is very empty. I have like 10 miles before I'm just out of gas completely.
Okay.
And I stop at the first gas station, the one I was planning on going. There's like a line of like 20 cars, and I'm just like, screw this. I know there's another gas station, you know, maybe 2 miles up the road, still on my way.
Too bad.
And then I pull into it. I realize it's full service. I drive the hell out of there. I can't stand full service. Like, just, I'm not trying to interact with people this early in the morning. Why are you forcing my hand this way? If I want to pump my own gas, I'm going to pump my own gas.
Can you decline?
No.
You can't be like, no, sir, stay over there.
No, anytime you get out in one of those things, they
Greg,
like,
do you know you worked at a gas station
in Massachusetts? I have no idea. Like you can say that you're gonna do your own, but they're gonna you still have to talk to someone, so that's even worse.
Yeah,
but you can like yell out your window.
I guess so.
I'll just slip them a note. I'll roll down the window ever so slightly and slip them a note that says I don't want to talk to you.
I decline your services.
Anyway. So I'm like, well, there must be a gas station, a mile up the road or something.
Wrong.
Just keep driving.
Wrong.
And by that time, my car says I have like 3 miles left.
Too bad, too.
And I literally get to 0 miles, and I'm still a mile away from the gas station because at that point I had put it in my GPS, my phone.
Mm-hmm.
I make it on fumes, but... lesson learned, you know.
Yes.
You just got to accept the full service gas station, you know.
Yeah, I think everyone else in the world knows that.
I cannot. That's how little I want to interact with people.
Okay.
That's called social anxiety. I don't know if you understand what that is, but
not at all.
Just really, really, really didn't want to deal with anyone.
Yep.
And I almost paid the price. So no one's going to. Greg. Got anything to say on that, or no? You want to just cut this out?
I just feel like we need to do something positive for you because you just sound really upset, and I understand that you're dealing with a lot right now.
Yeah, well, what he has positive is this league because he's far and away the best team.
Yeah, I have the best team. Isn't it great?
I don't think we need to help him out at all.
I got another subject. You want to talk Frozen 2?
I've got very little to say on it.
I'm going to see that with my children. I'm hoping to go to sleep.
How you
I've never
seen
Frozen 1.
Frozen 1 kind of sucks. It's like a
mediocre
movie with some decent songs.
Wow.
Let It Go is not the best song.
What is the best song in Frozen?
Fixer Upper.
Mm.
It's like when trolls are trying to set up the protagonist with like this goofy guy.
Maybe sample that for the opener.
Okay, I will.
Fixer Upper.
Fixer Upper.
By the trolls from Frozen.
Yeah, I got that. I had a third subject, but I forget what it is.
I got one.
Oh, nice. Thank God.
So tonight we're going to Aaron's high school reunion. Did you A, go to your high school reunion, or B, what do you think about the idea of high school reunions? Ready, go.
So I've never been to one of my own. I went to one of Katie's maybe 4 years ago, like 3 or 4 years ago. It was fine. That's about it.
I went to 2 Westford Academy ones despite not graduating there, and never went to any Davis High ones.
Mm-hmm.
I find them, they're definitely an ego boost. It's lit! Because you realize, oh, I'm doing better than all you people.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I'm just a normal functioning human, and you clearly have issues.
Yeah.
I had to organize mine. And
why? Were you president?
He was. Tell the truth.
And freaking loser. It was like 10 o'clock, and it all turned into like this dance party.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah. I'm trying to leave right now. So I told the DJ to shut it down.
Shut it down.
Everyone was pissed. Wait. I was like, I'm going home.
They retroactively impeach you.
Damn, yeah, there's no drop for John Tapper. Shut it down. Is that his name, John Tapper?
I don't know.
Shut it down.
I'm still
glass in the ice.
I'm still trying to figure out what my third topic was, to be honest, because no one brought anything good.
You want to talk about Panera Bread?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's just way overpriced.
Way overpriced.
Like, it's outrageous.
And it happened so quickly. Their sandwiches used to be like $6. Now they're like 10.
You picked 2, bro.
Yeah, I know. That's like $12.
Wow. I didn't know. Aaron always buys it.
I went to Panera Bread, and I got a large salad.
Nice.
And a half sandwich. So
what,
like,
kind
that's
of half sandwich?
That's like a bigger meal, right?
Can I guess?
It's a bigger meal.
So that's all for you. Can I guess the price?
All for me. Go ahead.
No meal. No.
Nothing else.
No drink. You got a half
just
sandwich.
Just a full salad and a half sandwich.
And there's tax in New Hampshire on food, right?
Yep.
I'm gonna guess $21.
Yeah, I think that's like exactly what it was.
Yeah.
And I was like, how am I paying $20 for myself to eat half a sandwich and a salad? Because we're not talking like a massive like chili salad. Like, it's big, but obviously not big enough if I had to get half a sandwich with it.
Yeah.
But yeah, over $20. It's crazy. I was like, well, I'm never coming here again.
Was there chicken on that salad?
I think so, yeah.
What was the half sandwich?
It was a new one. It was like a Tuscan chicken deal. They had like pesto on it.
Oh, that kind of sounds good.
It did taste good. But it's just outrageous how much it costs.
I have it at work all the time because people hate that. So lunch meeting, someone has to bring in lunch or no one's going to come. So
lunch often, meeting?
Yeah, like during lunch.
Why
like,
do you do that?
Because there's not enough hours in the day. And if you need 6 people in the same room, you got to make sure all their schedules align.
Why do you need 6 people in the same room?
To discuss,
just get them on
things.
Portal, dude. Facebook Portal.
To discuss things.
The Muppets can do it. You can do it.
Hell yeah.
So anyway, I don't know when they made this change, but their Italian sandwich has gotten so much worse. Like, they made changes to just make it like cheaper, but they to make it cheaper for them, but they upped the price. Like, when they changed their Italian sandwich, Panera was dead to me.
Yeah, this is what I would say. I would say if you own stock in Panera and it's still, like, decent, sell it all now.
Yeah.
It's going way downhill.
Absolutely.
I got Disney Plus, and I've
been
watching.
Oh, yeah, you really wanted to talk about that.
And The Mandalorian is the greatest show ever.
I didn't know you were a Star Wars nerd.
Yeah,
I have a Star Wars tattoo.
Really? Where?
don't tell him, dude. Let's just say it's a lightsaber. And he can retract it and extend it.
Oh my God.
We watched Johnny Tsunami. We watched
Who's we? You guys at the fucking Spoons and Tunes?
No, Johnny Tsunami was the snowboarding.
Oh, like snowboard kids coming from like the N64 game? Is that what we're talking about?
Greg, you can talk about this. You gotta talk real loud.
Come on, Greg.
That was my ode to the Mandalorian.
Hell yeah.
Do you have a 4K TV, Greg?
No.
Get one.
Really?
Disney Plus with 4K is great. Like, everything's 4K. It's great.
Okay. I gotta do that.
Can anyone confirm if Flight of the Navigator is on Disney Plus?
It is. How do you know?
Because I have it. I saw it. I watched it the other day.
No, you did not.
Disney Plus has been out for like 2 days. That's on the top of your list?
You watched Flight of the Navigator?
I watched Flight of the Navigator. I watched The Rocketeer.
God.
I watched
Is Mac
Swiss
and me
Family
on there?
Robinson.
Is Mac and me on there? Mac and me? See Mac and me? Is that on there?
It is. I just confirmed on the internet.
Do you
Flight
work
of the
at
Navigator
all?
Is on Disney Plus.
Hey, Greg, do you work at all? Or you just watched Disney Plus.
I don't have a train ride.
Andy's so corporate now, dude. Corporate guys don't work at all.
I have 45 minutes in, 45 minutes out, where I just watch whatever I want, and it's great.
In my moment of glory!
So you got, like, unlimited data or what?
Yeah.
Is that how you got Disney Plus for a year for free, unlimited data on Verizon?
Correct.
Is that really what happened?
Yeah.
Damn, I'm fucking smart.
Freaking good.
I should be, like, an investigator.
Let's get to football.
You want to?
Yeah.
These are just little buttons. They play noises. I'm explaining that to my grandfather.
He's observing. He's learning to do his own podcast.
Yeah, he's going to start one soon. Let's do the look back.
Yeah. Ass so big, I told her, look back at it. Whoa. Look back at it. Whoa. Look back at it. Whoa. Then I put a fat rabbit on a crap medic.
Grandpa, we're about to start talking about Bryce.
Yeah, but first I want to say, I want to advertise Grandpa's upcoming podcast on the English walnut tree.
Yeah. And like the fungus that, you know, you need to graft the American walnut and the English walnut.
Yeah, that's what it's called.
Yeah. It's called grafting with Grandpa.
Smoking salmon.
So are
we smoking salmon with alder leaves.
Yep. AKA pot.
Double bass on one lure. That's another topic. Mm-hmm. The massacre. Greg, this was you. Do you know that?
Yep.
You know
what was this?
You know what you did to Bryce?
I set the league record.
You broke him in half. Yeah. Yeah, league record, 150.5. Keith misspoke last week when he said that was the highest ever.
Well, I'm
highest
saying,
on the season.
Well, we had a different scoring system last year, so I'm calling this.
Did we?
Well, yeah, we had two quarterbacks. And,
okay, that's true.
And I forget what we had for there are definitely some differences.
Like three flex spots.
I kind of
different rosters, same scoring.
I consider this to be the first real season, so I don't think I misspoke.
All right. Well, Greg had 150.5, Bryce 74.82. I don't think this was the largest margin ever, but regardless, it was 101.1% margin.
Fatality.
So good job, Greg.
Yeah, maybe you should have saved that for a couple weeks, but it was good to get you some tiebreakers from a point standpoint.
Ooh, that's true. I wasn't even thinking about that. Stacking up those points.
Yeah, I mean, you jumped Aaron in points scored based on this week, so.
Wow.
That was rude of you to do to your wife.
How's it make you feel?
I'm kind of scared. She might kill me.
If you make the playoffs and she doesn't?
100%.
Is she going to take over management of your team?
I will literally be poisoned. So
I can't wait for that dateline.
Yeah. You really don't deserve the playoffs, if we're being real. Aaron does.
Really?
Step aside. Allow two Coopers.
When do you want to squeeze in the like playoff stuff before we do the preview?
No.
Power rankings?
It really should be, I would say, pre or post power rankings. It's sort of hand in hand with power rankings.
We'll do, all right, we'll figure it out when we get there. But yeah, so Greg stomped out Bryce, and then, so that's that.
Good for you.
I still think you're a good person, Bryce. I'm happy that you have two nice daughters and a nice wife. I hope you have a nice Thanksgiving.
Definitely cutting that out.
Definitely cutting that out. Let's do the ultimate upset. How could this happen to me? I made my mistakes. I don't think I don't know if there was one. I didn't put anything in the show doc. Do you think there was
one? We played the music for what?
It's one of my favorite drops.
Ultimate upset. Let me just look at it. I'm gonna proclaim one. Give me like 15 seconds.
Oh, I can give you 15 seconds.
I'm of two minds here, because I think, were you slightly projected to beat Dom?
I believe I was.
Yeah, but still, I mean, he was in second place, and you really needed that win. You coming into Monday night, you were projected to lose, and you won on Monday night.
I think I was projected to win going into Monday night.
Really?
I think it was like a 54.
At some point, 46. You were projected to lose.
Oh, before. Yeah, no, big time. Before Sunday night.
Okay.
I was projected to lose.
But then Kittle came through.
But then Kittle put up 20.
Yeah. All right, I'm calling that the ultimate upset. You beat the second place team.
Yes. All right, closest competition. So close, yeah, so far away. So Montez Sweat Girls versus Karma's a Bitch. Mark versus Dirk. Mark at 89.72. Dirk at 84.38 for a margin of 6.3%. So really the point here is that after two narrow losses in a row, Mark now has two narrow victories in a row.
Yeah, but he's doing it with like he scored less than 80 2 weeks ago and he scored less than 90 1 week ago. So these are narrow wins with crap point totals.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like Mark is trending in the wrong direction for the rest of us.
Yeah.
I would be much more comfortable if he was taking his losses now. He's heading into the playoffs, but
whatever. Screw him.
Greg, anything?
I just texted Erin to update her lineup, and she said, God, like G-A-H. So that's like, God. Oh. This is like a part-time job.
Anything?
Does she do a podcast weekly? That must suck.
I don't think it's a part-time job. I think it's fun.
She said she thinks it's a part-time job, or that's just you inferring that?
That's what she said.
Damn.
I'm happy to boot her out of the league.
Yeah. I feel like that would be, I don't know. We might get in trouble if we don't have any women.
Yeah. Well, we could replace her with a woman.
Like our mom.
Bryce is a woman.
Oh,
cutting that one out.
Shit.
Just kidding. That one's going at the front
Bryce
of the episode.
Bryce, little bitch, though. What were we talking about?
So that was the closest Mark competition. Mark got another fucking win he didn't deserve.
You don't think he deserved it?
No.
All right, let's do the Keith of the Week. Someone do a drum roll. It's fucking Greg.
Fuck.
It's Greg. You did it.
Greg, have you ever been Keith of the Week?
I've never been Keith of the Week before.
You are now.
What sucks, though, is that this is a Wednesday episode. So
it's Wednesday,
my dudes. You get to appreciate it for like over a week.
That's nice.
Is it? Because yeah. I was Keith of the Week last week, and I only got to appreciate it for like 3 days.
Damn.
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
Sorry, I didn't know I was going to scream at the end.
Why is that a drop?
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
I don't know.
Erin's also upset that she only played Bryce. once this season.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a good point. Can we look at who's gotten to play Bryce twice and who hasn't?
I've gotten to play Bryce twice.
Have I?
Sure. I have.
Great. All right, so.
Yeah, I don't want to look at this.
Handicap Greg and Keith. Because they got two games against Bryce.
Aaron got to play Dirk twice.
But did she play him when he was good? I got to play Dirk twice, and I lost to him both times.
All right, Aaron.
Because I had to play him both times when he was good. I played him at the beginning and after he got Alvin Kamara back.
Aaron's problem is not her schedule. Her problem is her team's not very good.
Problem's her husband. Guy sucks. All right. It's time to ride the wave. I didn't put this in the show doc, so it just happened this morning.
I'm gonna look at it.
It's Wednesday morning, by the way, my dudes.
Yeah, so
this is like an early morning. It's just after 9 o'clock right
now. Just cleared.
I'm wearing my pajamas.
Wow.
I'm drinking
a lot of votes on here, like a lot of bids.
Yeah, so
drinking coffee.
Well, there's a lot of bids, but there weren't.
Got the emotional boys back together.
I'm not sure there were a lot of competing bids. Why can't I see it on my app?
You got to go into the chat.
I got it right here.
It posts.
All right,
in the
Greg's
chat.
Doing it.
Watson's Chodes picked up Rashad Penny and dropped Che Edmonds for a bid of $21. There was also three other bids.
Okay.
Mark bet $7 and Keith bet $1. And this was the only competition in the waiver claims.
Ooh.
Andrew Scheffer dropped.
Whoa, hang on. We got to talk about that one.
Rashad Penny.
Keith throwing in a buck on Rashad Penny. You think you're fucking coming at me, bro? Is that what that's about?
You didn't go.
You trying
after.
To come at me for a buck, you little bitch, dude?
I only have
$3. Who are you going to drop?
Darius Geis.
You were going to. Yeah. You're trying to come at me, you little bitch. Yeah,
Geis
look,
is
I just.
An LSU boy.
Look, I just don't believe in it. You know what I mean? I just don't believe in Penny taking over even 50%. I don't, so I didn't put a bid in.
All right. Well, you're riding that Tannehill wave next.
Oh, baby. Right.
Andrew Scheffer picked up Ryan Tannehill and dropped Matt Ryan.
Yes.
For a bid of $16 with no other bids going against him.
Yes. More seductive than sex.
Speaking of champions.
Yes.
Oh, that's a lot.
Yeah, that was one of those instances where like I put in a bid. And then like an hour later, I was like, no, I got a bit more. And then right before I fell asleep, I was like, nah, just bid more money.
You got to get your guy.
Yeah, I've got money to spend. You know what I mean?
Spend it on like the guy who's been the second best quarterback over the last 5 weeks or something in fantasy.
Ryan Tannehill has?
Oh, yeah, four. Dude.
Yeah.
Since he took over starting, he's like, yeah, I think he's the second best quarterback in fantasy. And he has a nice
wide receiver.
And he has a nice schedule rest of the season, so... It was as much an offensive play as it was a defensive play. Because I'm looking at it and I'm like, all right. You know.
But he's your starter now, isn't he?
So I'm carrying three quarterbacks.
You got Dak.
I have been for a while.
You got Dak. You got Tannehill.
Drew Brees.
Oh, Drew Brees.
And Ryan Tannehill. So I think I'm going to start Brees this week. He's got Atlanta, which is supposed to be a great matchup. But the last time he played Atlanta, he got sacked 6 times
and scored
like 5 points.
Where is it?
I want to say he's probably on the road, which doesn't excite me.
That doesn't excite me either.
Let me double check that.
All right, you check it. Let's go to the next one, Greg.
He's playing at Indianapolis.
No, that's Tannehill.
Oh, sorry.
Talking about Jubies.
I have no idea. All right, the next one is LeSean McCoy. And that was picked up by Watson's Chodes for a bid of $11 while he dropped your boy, Jay Ajayi.
Yeah, I'm picking him up.
So, full disclosure, I just assumed that LeSean McCoy was owned. Otherwise, I would have bid on him. So, I'm a little upset.
Yeah, why wasn't he owned?
Great question. Someone ask Aaron. As the Damian Williams owner. Jubies on the road in Atlanta, but it's a dome. So, like... You know,
plays there a lot.
You know what I mean? But just for some context here, last time he played Atlanta, 11.48 points. So not great. Yeah, so LeSean McCoy to Watson's Chodes. Can I?
Okay.
Does Bryce have a chance to make the playoffs?
No. No. He's eliminated. Okay.
So he's just
spending $11 to be a spoiler.
He just doesn't want to be in the, what is it, like the toilet bowl or whatever, the consolation bracket?
Well, he's in there.
But he doesn't want to like be the last place, I'm
assuming.
Yeah,
he doesn't.
Have you guys ever seen this show, Charmed?
No.
No.
I turned on the TV and it's just these three hot witches running around.
Hell yeah. I'm pretty sure that, what's that called? I've seen that movie.
Oh,
it's like the cat and the guy in the graveyard.
Hocus Pocus?
That's right. You're watching Hocus Pocus.
These girls are hell hot. Anyway.
Yeah, dude. Sarah Jessica like, Parker in Hocus Pocus is the only time she was ever hot.
That show's like 20 years old, by the way. You're not like breaking any fucking news.
I've never seen
it. All those women Alshon are aged Jeffrey. Now.
Mark on Sleeper picked up Alshon Jeffrey and dropped Jalen Samuels for $9.
What I love is that we see two backup Steelers getting dropped in one waiver period.
Dude, don't say
I
period.
Feel like Jalen Samuels is picked up or dropped every week.
Yeah, probably. When did Don drop Alshon Jeffrey?
Recently.
I don't remember seeing that at all.
Yeah, he did it. I saw it and I just didn't have money. He picked up James Washington to fucking put a touchdown on.
Oh, okay.
You.
So he dropped him when he wasn't playing. Got it. Yeah, well, how'd that work out?
Is Mark on Sleeper.
Speak up.
What are you doing?
You speaking Mark, into like your pillow? What's going on?
Can you hear me now?
Speaking in your pillow, you little bitch.
You pillow biter.
You little bitch.
Mark on Sleeper picked up Alexander Mattinson and dropped Latavius Murray for $2. Mm-hmm. No one bid against him.
Yeah.
Greg, give us your scouting report on Alexander Mattinson.
I have no idea. He is.
Dude, what are you doing? You're just speaking into fucking ice cream or something. It's crazy.
You're eating ice cream, dude?
Yeah, give me some.
I wish I was speaking.
Give me some. You wish you were speaking?
Wish I was eating an ice cream. Sorry.
What'd you have for breakfast? Greg.
I had the last Eggo.
Ooh, just Lego. One? A single?
Yeah, there was only one left. It's me! Aaron's going to be pissed. I had a banana.
Okay. That. Was that it?
That's it.
Nice.
Yo, no one bid on J.H.I. He's coming home.
Okay. Okay, great. What else we got, Greg?
That's it for sleepers this or waiver claims this week.
Ow. That's it?
Yeah, well, it's early. We don't have any of the other claims.
That's true. It's early.
There's no desperation yet.
Yeah.
I think there's plenty of that.
Okay. So I just did power rankings again because Keith's fucking not holding up his end here. Let's do power rankings.
The power is yours.
Let's go.
From the top to the bottom.
All right. Lots of stays here. Lots of stays. So let me get my buttons ready. Number one, still Keith, not Keesh.
Safe, Will.
Oh, God. It's so fun.
Number two, still Mark.
Safe, Will.
Number three is still Dom.
Safe, Will.
Number four, this is where things change a little bit. Number four, I have Keesh. That's a riser, which means number five is me at Faller. So Keesh jumped me in my power rankings.
No love for Keesh. Second place in the league.
What do you mean no love? I just had him rise above me.
Yeah, I know, but you're like, I think there's an argument for him to be over Mark and Deli.
Think so, huh?
Yeah.
Like, we'll fucking see. And then moving on, we got Greg 6.
Safe, Will.
Woo! Curtis 7.
Safe, Will.
Dirk 8. Safe. Aaron 9, stay. And Bryce.
Suck.
So not a whole lot of movement. The only movement, Keesh jumping over me. So I think this is probably a good place to
Yep.
Talk about like what could happen.
Yeah. So let's review like some playoff clinching scenarios here.
All right. Let's make it its own segment though.
Okay.
There's trouble at the lab with the running, and the exploding, and the crying. One of the monkeys stole the glasses off my head.
Hey,
what?
I'm a computer. Stop all the downloads.
Stella Nerdy League Analysis.
That's an incredible drop.
It's a really good drop.
So we got Keith Hella Nerdy League Analysis.
Yeah.
What do you got for us?
So I think before I get into the nitty gritty of how people clinch the playoffs, I kind of want to like just isolate a few groups.
Greg, why are you breathing so heavily?
What are you doing? now he's just won't breathe and he's going to die, but it's fine. I don't care.
Oh, no.
So I've clinched. I've locked up a bye.
I need a drop for your humble brags. Like, I don't know what it should be, but...
You wanted analysis, and here it is.
Yay! Keith clinched like 3 weeks ago.
Well, I didn't clinch 3 weeks ago, but now I've...
Check the tape.
I've clinched first place.
Check the tape.
Regular season. I have like 145 points more than the second... closest team.
That is correct.
So I'm not moving. This is a victory lap for me. I can play spoiler. But
if you lose this week and you score 0 points,
I'm first,
nothing changes.
Nothing changes.
Wow.
Because I have two more wins than the second best team.
Are you gonna rest your players?
Yeah, you gonna rest them up? This is where like coaches really separate themselves.
Well, we can go. When we talk about the matchups, I have Keish, so I potentially can control my own destiny a little bit. So I'm kind of out of this analysis.
Thank God.
Bryce and Dirk eliminated from playoff contention.
See ya fucking later.
So that just leaves the seven people vying for 5 spots.
Okay.
So it's really, Keish and Mark who kind of have, they're fighting for a bye, even though they technically could be eliminated from the playoffs. It would require a loss and then a bunch of wins, and Aaron would have to outscore them by like 170 points.
Okay. Hang on. So let me get this straight. So the teams in second and third place in our league could still be eliminated from the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, they would need
that this is a great thing.
It is.
I think like the league is working perfectly. Like there's so much parity that in the last week before playoffs start, everyone can be eliminated except for the team in first place.
Correct.
Good job, guys.
Yeah. But like I said, they can only be eliminated if Aaron outscores them by like 170.
Just clapping for our league.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Job, guys.
So the
guys, this is a good job.
The interesting thing about Keish and Mark is they're separated by less than 1 point.
Oh my goodness, really?
So, yeah. So basically, if both of them win, whoever outscores the other gets a bye. If both of them lose, you know. Well, if one of
it's
them,
just whoever scores more points if they do the same thing.
Yeah.
Wow.
But if they win, if one wins, obviously they're kind of a sure to buy. You and Dom have like an outside shot at a buy if they both lose.
Oh.
And one of you guys wins, and then
all right, hang on. So Keish is going to lose because he's playing you.
Yeah.
And who does Mark play? Greg.
Mark plays Greg.
Greg, do the damn thing.
So
Greg, do the fucking thing.
You and Dom have the same record as Keish and Mark, so it's really just out of the four of you, if you know.
Oh my God!
One of you is going to get a bye.
So if I win, and Greg beats Mark,
yeah, and I win,
then I get a bye.
Unless Dom outscores you by 52.
Whatever.
So you got a shot at a bye.
That'd be sick. Dude, that'd be sick.
So, but really, really the group that I want to analyze is it's you, it's Dom, it's Greg, it's Aaron, and it's Curtis.
the cream of the crop.
So, five of you, like, barring some big changes, the five of you are fighting for three spots.
Okay.
And I thought the easiest way to just look at this is if you just look at your team, who do you need to finish ahead of and how does that happen?
Mm-hmm.
So you need to finish ahead of Dom or Greg or Aaron. That's all you have to do. Finish ahead of one of those three teams and you'll
make the playoffs. This is just to make the playoffs.
Just to make the playoffs. Okay. Like we've already talked buys. Let's just say make the playoffs.
Yeah.
So you just need to finish ahead of, again, Dom, Greg, or Aaron. To finish ahead of Dom, you need a win and a Dom loss, or you need to outscore him by less. You need to be outscored by less than 52.
I need to be outscored by less than 52. So I have more points than Dom.
So basically you have 52 point, like...
That feels good. That feels likely to happen.
Yeah. To finish ahead of Greg, you need a win or a Greg loss, or you just need to outscore Greg by... You need to be outscored by Greg by less than 42. So you have a 42-point cushion between them.
Okay, so divided by 10, so there's like a 10% chance.
Yep. To finish ahead of Aaron, you need a win or an Aaron loss, or you need to not be outscored by Aaron by 100.
Seems very likely.
Yeah, so...
Greg, are you following?
No, but I'm here.
Nice. So basically, your easiest path to the playoffs is not be outscored by Aaron by 100. So as long So as long as she doesn't outscore you by 100, you're good.
Oh, thank God.
All right. So the next one is Dom. He's got to finish ahead of you or Greg or Aaron.
Come on, Bryce. You got to do something. This is your big week.
Do something crazy.
Yeah. So. To finish ahead of you, he needs a win and you need to lose, or he needs to outscore you by 52.
You've lost me.
So
it's fine. I think the only one who can digest this is Keish.
Okay. To finish ahead of Greg, he needs a win or a Greg loss, or he needs to outscore Greg by 10.
Okay.
To finish ahead of Aaron, he needs a win or an Aaron loss or to be outscored by Aaron by less than 48.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, right. Dude, the heads up matches don't like affect us at all?
Well, they impact them a lot. I'm just telling you, like, this is how you finish ahead of them. We can talk about matches after this, like the ones that have bigger implications.
Roger.
Sorry, I just got distracted by a text about my bar crawl tonight.
Zeke the plumber?
The fuck is that?
I don't know, I just got bored.
Greg, here's your time to shine.
Ooh, my fucking bar crawl tonight.
This is what you need. Yeah, I'm really popular.
Alcohol consumption is a good
thing. Greg, this is how you make the playoffs. You ready?
Greg, listen, ready. Dude.
You ready?
Ready.
All right, so you need to finish ahead of Andrew, Delimeat, Aaron, or Curtis, two of those people. All right? You ready for this?
Okay.
Ready.
To finish ahead of Andrew, you need a win, and Andrew needs to lose, and you need to outscore Andrew by 42.
Got it.
It's tough. It's not impossible.
Finish ahead of Dom, you need to win, and Dom needs to lose, and you need to not be outscored by 10 by Dom.
Much more possible.
Got it.
To finish ahead of Aaron, you need a win, and Aaron needs to lose, or Aaron needs to outscore you by less than 58.
So wait, does Greg have to win in all these scenarios to make the playoffs?
He does not have to win.
There you go. There you go, Greg.
But he needs Aaron to lose.
Okay.
Good.
And then to finish ahead of Curtis, you need a win or a Curtis loss, or you just need to outscore Curtis by 11.
That seems easy enough.
But you need two of those to happen, remember.
Oh, you need
got
two.
It.
You
need two. But Bryce currently hasn't updated his roster, so it's hard to tell.
So Bryce, yeah.
He will. I mean, he's making waiver claims. He's going to update his roster.
All right. So then here's Aaron's path to the playoffs.
Aaron, are you listening?
It's similar to Greg's in that She needs to finish ahead of two people of the following: Andrew, Dom, Greg, or Curtis.
People out.
To finish ahead of Andrew, she needs to win, and Andrew needs to lose, and she needs to outscore him by 100.
Not going to happen.
No. To finish ahead of Dom, she needs to win, and Dom needs to lose, and she needs to outscore Dom by 48.
Not going to happen.
To finish ahead of Greg, she needs a win and a Greg loss, or to outscore Greg by 58.
Possible.
To finish ahead of Curtis, she needs a win or a Curtis loss, or she needs to outscore Curtis by 69. So she has, her point total is such that she really needs to win and hope people lose.
Yeah.
Because she's not getting in unless there's some losses ahead of her.
Oh my God.
You can do it still though, and, Aaron. Don't get upset.
And for and to make the playoffs, Curtis needs to finish ahead of Aaron and Greg.
Ooh.
So basically
he should change his team name to the Colluding Kesslers.
He definitely should. He needs Aaron and Greg to lose. And he needs to not be outscored by Greg by 11 or Aaron by 69.
Nice, dude. Nice.
So his
more seductive than sex.
I mean, essentially, his path is if Aaron and Greg lose, he's probably in unless Greg has a better day than him.
I mean, Curtis is the guy in here that'll pull a fucking Tonya Harding.
That sounds pretty realistic. Like that, Aaron and I both lose. And
I know it's a little scary.
He's coming, dude. You need me to beat him then, right? He's projected to beat me.
Better kick his ass.
Yeah.
He's projected to beat me.
You need to
that Jonathan Williams was huge for him.
I still feel like you're going to win, though.
Jonathan Williams.
Damn, son. Where'd you find this?
On the waiver wires where you found
there's a buy potentially in your future if you can just fucking beat Curtis.
We'll get to that. When we talk matchups.
Okay, yeah. I mean, there are some very interesting matchups from a playoff perspective.
Yes.
But that's not in this segment. So okay. We're going to have to move on.
Can we do it in this segment?
Potentially.
Somebody bring me back some money, please. Hove on that new shit. All right, let's just jump right into that one. It's the Against the Colluding Sheffers. So originally when I made the show doc, I had a little note here that says, doesn't matter at all. Turns out it matters a fucking lot.
Yeah, it definitely matters.
Turns out it matters a fucking lot, bro. I didn't know I could get a bye.
You can get a bye. You can also eliminate Curtis from playoff contention.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
So... Well, so this is what I wanted to ask. I wanted to ask you, how do I, with 1 week left, like what needs to happen in order for me to not face you anywhere except the championship?
So you want to finish second. Third, or sixth.
Okay. So it does. So it's not something where it's not as simple as like, if I lose this matchup, I'm really stacking the odds in my favor to not face you.
No, I mean, if you lose, you're probably more likely to not face me if you win.
Okay, so I want to win.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. And Greg and Aaron both want me to beat Curtis.
They do. If you beat Curtis, one of the Kesslers is in.
Oh my God. Merry fucking Christmas, Kesslers. Listen, I'm going to try. I don't like my chances, but I'm going to try. Greg, let me ask you, who should I start at quarterback? Drew Brees on the road against Atlanta or Ryan Tannehill on the road against the Colts?
I'm going to say shit. I don't know.
I really thought you were taking a shit.
I'm going to say Tannehill because ooh. I feel like Indianapolis is reeling while Atlanta is having like a, not a surge, but a second half kind of like come up.
Yeah, their defense is getting better.
It is, but don't you think Breeze is going to want to like exact some revenge on the team that made him look fucking stupid?
No, it's over. Drew Breeze's career is over.
Wow.
You heard it here.
Fucking hot take. Drew Breeze is done. All right, well then let's do our picks. I'm picking Curtis.
Why are you such a pussy?
I'm not a pussy, dude.
Yeah, I mean, Curtis's team, looking at it, he could absolutely go off, or like, I feel like your floor is higher than Curtis's, but his ceiling is higher than yours. That's how I'm feeling right now.
All
right,
so look here, I'm gonna start Drew Brees, and I'm gonna tell you why I'm gonna start Drew Brees. I'm gonna start Drew Brees because Curtis has Michael Thomas. Or no, wait, that's the opposite of
no,
what
yeah,
fuck.
Because anytime he throws,
that means Curtis has a leg up on me. Damn it.
Yeah, I mean, Michael Thomas is gonna score a lot no matter what, so you should just kind of ignore that. You know, like,
okay,
I don't know.
Okay,
I'm picking Sheffer.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, I got Andrew too because I want it to happen.
All right, I'm sticking with Curtis. Next up, we got Mark versus Greg. We got Mark.
So this is big.
Is it big?
Yeah.
How big?
It's definitely not. Absolutely not. No, it's not.
Yo, it's the fucking showdown, bro. Look, Greg told me this was a huge matchup.
It's a big one.
Greg said it was huge, so I made it the showdown.
Huge.
I mean, I'm literally huge in a matchup against the second place team.
And yeah, but it doesn't. That definitely doesn't matter.
Well, it matters for buy considerations. All right, so Greg versus Mark. Greg, if you win, you're in. And if you win, God, Andrew's got a better shot at a buy. So you guys can really help each other out here.
Yo.
Oh, we could collude with a Sheffer?
How do we collude to make this happen? Because I'm ready to do that.
There's no trading anymore, unfortunately.
How do we collude?
So I think the biggest difficulty here for you, Greg, is that Mark has some pretty good matchups, but he's also starting some shit players right now.
Do you think he's going to make some changes?
Well,
I mean, look, Mark has Pat Mahomes against Oakland.
Can we just say that
at home?
Can we just say that Mark has Jameis Winston and his nickname is Jabu?
Jabu.
Like, is that his actual nickname or is that
no,
some racist
absolutely
shit?
Not. Well, why do you think it's racist?
I don't know. Anyway, Pat Mahomes against the Raiders is looking pretty good.
Yep.
Dalvin Cook against Seattle. Ezekiel Elliott against the Bills. But fuck it.
Robert Woods against Arizona.
I'm just picking what I want to see happen. I got Greg after his 150-point performance.
Nice job, Greg. Nice job. Well, look, Greg's got Josh Jacobs against Kansas City. That's got nice. Lev Bell against Cincinnati.
Nice.
Ronald Jones against Jacksonville, if you want to believe in that.
No, I like it.
So
I got you, Greg.
I'm also, oh God, Pat Mahomes is really the difference maker here.
Sure.
I'm going to take Greg.
Nice.
Greg, who are you taking?
Should I start Sammy Watkins over R. Jones the second?
No.
Absolutely not.
What about T.Y.? He's going to be back.
T.Y. Hilton's back. I didn't know you had him. Okay, let's look.
Going against Tennessee.
In his first game back. I mean, you have some strong wide receivers. It's tough to say start him over Jarvis Landry after Jarvis Landry's had.
No, he's saying over Ronald Jones.
Over Ronald Jones. Let's see. I can't even click on it.
That's tough.
Yeah, I feel like Ronald Jones gives you a pretty safe floor, typically. I mean, you're looking for 10 points out of like a flex player. I think he's going to get you 10.
Yeah.
I'd
probably go with Ronald Jones, but I think I'm a little more conservative when it comes to playing people fresh off injuries than maybe most. So
we'll keep an eye on it.
Let's do that. Let's put an eye on it.
What's our next matchup?
Well, Greg, you got to pick.
I'm picking me.
You're such a pussy, dude.
Oh, bitch.
We got Aaron versus Dirk.
Aaron versus Dirk. Greg says this is also huge.
Well, I mean, it's huge to make sure that fucking Curtis doesn't make the playoffs.
Does Dirk have a Philly cheesesteak on his helmet?
No idea. He doesn't know either. I asked him.
It looks
I think it's a crab. But I can't figure out how to make it bigger. To me, it looks like a crab.
Okay, I just screenshotted it. Now I'm going to zoom in on the screenshot. Can I do that? Yeah, I can. Except it's making me like color shit. It's definitely it's a Chicago style hot dog.
What?
It's absolutely a Chicago style hot dog.
What's a Chicago style hot dog?
Greg, do you know?
Yeah, it's got a bigger bun and it's full of a lot of different materials.
Oh shit.
Yeah, it's got like pickles and but like spear pickles, and then it has like pickled peppers and shit.
She got a big bun, so I call a Chicago hot dog.
It's really good. I don't know if Dirk can have a Chicago style hot dog on his helmet, though. Did he ever live in Chicago?
No.
Should we ask Ding Dong? It's Dirk. Megan.
We should ask him about. We should ask her about Dirk's hot dog, if it's Chicago style or not.
That wiener.
Yo, tell us about that wiener.
So Aaron's projected to win by like 73% to 27%.
Oh,
so I'm loving those odds.
Yeah,
she's on the waiver wire right now.
She's on it now.
Yeah.
How do you know?
Because I texted her and said, "Hey, you gonna pick somebody up?" And she said,
"Are you guys not in the same place?"
No, like, she's at work.
She's at work, huh?
I said, "Pick up Jay Ajayi." And
no.
She said, "Why? He sucks." Because Keith wants him.
He's not where waivers. It's not where her focus should be right now.
It's not,
she goes, "I don't want to bid for this loser."
So Dirk's team's pretty rough. Starting Kareem Hunt. So I got Aaron here.
I also have Aaron.
So Greg, you really need to win, because if I were a betting man, I'd bet on Aaron to make the playoffs.
That's fine. Suck a motherfucking dick.
Suck a dick. Suck a dick.
Suck a hot dog. That was nice.
Thanks.
What's the next matchup?
Did we pick? Did we pick? Watson's Choge.
I picked Aaron.
Greg, you pick Aaron?
Obviously.
Okay.
Such a pussy, dude.
So Watson's Choge versus Dom, you're saying?
Yeah.
Deli?
So I put...
I'm picking Bryce, because Bryce is going to make some changes to his lineup. He's going to be ready to go. He's going to help us all out.
Does that help us?
Can you speak up? Jesus Christ.
I put in my show doc that this matchup doesn't matter. Is that wrong?
It matters from a buy perspective. And
So what do I want? I want Bryce to win?
You definitely want Bryce to win.
Come on, Bryce. You have a 15% chance to win.
You want Bryce to make some changes to his lineup.
Yeah, I want Bryce not to be starting something called P. Laird.
Well, he does have LeSean McCoy and Rashad Penny.
I want Bryce to be starting LeSean McCoy over P. Laird.
You hear that, Bryce? You don't, because you never... P. Laird? Wow. Yeah, he's like a backup running back on the fucking Dolphins.
Yeah.
I didn't even know who he was. All right, I have Dom here, but I would...
Bryce is starting Hollywood against San Francisco.
Yeah, well, I'm starting Lamar Jackson, so...
Yeah, well, that's a little different.
So, yeah, I have Dom here.
Bryce, I might play Tyrell Williams.
Oh, I didn't even know Tyrell Williams was on his bench. Tyrell Williams... Yeah. But
I might play Tyrell Williams over Hollywood Brown.
I would maybe play him over Brandon Cooks, even though the matchup's so good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tyrell Williams is
all right, Bryce, we need you here. Come on.
But yeah,
do something crazy.
I still got Dom.
Yeah, I got Dom.
I'm picking Bryce.
All right. Last matchup. The fuck is that?
That's the matchup of the showdown.
No, it's definitely not. Here, I'll give you this one. Okay. C-Mac and me versus Galladay Road, number one versus number two. My show doc says, does this matter? ?
Just from a buy perspective, everyone should want me to win that isn't Keish, because it makes no difference for my team and it hurts him.
So we all want you to win.
Yeah.
And you have an 82% chance to win?
Yeah, but
currently projected for 120 points, dude. Oh, that sucks, dude.
All right, if you guys want me to win, help me pick my last flex spot. I'm definitely starting Devonta Parker.
Yep.
So I have Miles Sanders right now, and that's because he's playing Miami.
Or Austin Eckler's.
Or I could play Eckler.
Or Benny Snell.
The Broncos. Benny Snell against the Browns.
Mm.
Golden Tate against Green Bay. Sony Michel against Houston.
How? Greg? Anything?
Yeah, come on, Greg.
Anything?
Greg, you taking a shit?
Anything?
Play the juice. Play Sony Michel or the juice.
No, I'm probably going to play Miles Sanders.
All right.
Miami's so bad, dude.
I know.
Devonta Parker out.
No, don't do that.
No, he's don't their only that. Like offensive weapon. And Ryan Fitzpatrick likes him, and they're not playing fucking Josh Rosen anymore. Devonta Parker is almost a must start for me at this point.
I mean, it's tough to not start Austin Eckler.
It is. You're right. It's just...
I'd probably play Eckler over Sanders.
All right.
But that's...
I'm going to think about it.
That's your soul.
I got me here.
I also have you.
I was looking at Keisha's team, and I was like... How is he in second place? And it's literally, it's Derrick Henry and it's Chris Godwin. It's the guys that no one wanted to draft. Everyone thought they were like overranked, and they've...
True for Derrick Henry. I don't think that's true for Chris Godwin.
No, it's not, but he
was hyped up big time.
No, but he dropped a few spots in the draft. Like, people passed over him.
Well, that's because he had so much hype that buying into all the hype. Well, but no one was saying like, oh, he's going to... I was saying Derrick Henry is not going to be good.
Yeah. And
big wrong.
And Keisha's done this with Adam Thielen and Juju Smith-Schuster and Saquon Barkley being big disappointments.
Well, Kyler Murray's been great, and he got him off waivers, and he had Austin Hooper.
Yeah, that was stupid for me to just drop Kyler Murray, huh?
Yeah, it was definitely stupid. You're a stupid person.
Yeah, except I didn't want to roster two quarterbacks.
Try rostering three, bro. All
right.
Do what you got to do.
We all got me, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to watch Frozen 2.
Greg's definitely taking a shit right now. All right, parting thoughts here, gentlemen.
I think New Jersey is a stupid state for requiring... Dude. Full service gas stations, and for not demanding the Jets and the Giants call themselves New Jersey Jets and Giants.
Dude, New Jersey is fucking terrible for so many reasons.
Terrible.
I just want to say, Mark, if you're listening, I think I might have torn my iliolumbar ligament. And so if you can help me out, it'd be great.
Yo, what do I get when I win the league?
Honestly, if you win, probably nothing. Probably nothing. So
if someone that's not supposed to win wins, what do they get?
Something really good. I don't know.
We should have a party at the Apex Center there and play some video games for the winner.
I feel like there has to be something tangible, but I don't know. We'll have to talk to the league. Like, if everyone's willing to chip in a certain amount of money, we can get something team related.
Aaron and I will just buy it, and it'll be a nice trophy. But we'll take like the ideas that we've heard from the last couple pods. Like at the end of the year, we talked about this, and we'll kind of combine them, and it'll be a surprise.
I think we can like look at their roster, figure out
if
one
you
of
guys
the
bring up like having like a little figurine from their team again. That's so stupid.
No, I think that's great.
It's great.
One of or the best you just ideas ever. You replace the figurine with like a jersey or a signed helmet. You know what I mean?
No.
No?
It should be like a trophy that the winner can put on their desk.
Well, you can wear a jersey.
Look at him.
You can
He's like, I got a desk now. I need shit to put on it.
You can put an action figure on your desk.
Yeah.
You take an action figure, you spray paint it gold, it all of a sudden is a trophy. You know what I'm saying? Mark, are there like stretches I can do, or is this just an ice and rest situation?
I wish I had the soundboard so I could have ended this podcast a long time ago.
I'm just trying to
get you guys have a good Thanksgiving.
medical.
Hey, Greg,
advice.
Can you go take a shit, please?
That's where I'm going. Game over, yeah!